Hi, it's me, Dr. Cheryl, and I'm here to tell you falling in love is easy, but staying in love over the long term takes mindfulness, effort, and dedication. I want to thank you for watching this series. We're on the last one today of Marriage 911, What's Your Emergency? And today, my message to you is really simple, three words only. Don't give up. My goodness, it has been so moving. I'm actually getting a little emotional as I say it. It's been so moving in the last 2 weeks to meet so many of you in the live Zoom workshop we did together and to meet so many of you in the last series of masterclasses, the Passion Masterclass that we just wrapped up a day or two ago, and to hear the pain, to hear the hope, to hear the possibility of transformation, and to hear that you are open to learning and you understand. I mean, we kind of understand vaguely that for most things in our life, growing a beautiful garden or conquering our career or learning how to work with a difficult parenting issue, that there are steps and techniques and experts we can learn from and books we can read to master or to become more effective at things that matter to us. But oh my goodness, everybody, when it comes to longer term relationship, to going the distance, to the proverbial and truthful, till death do us part, it can seem so daunting, so overwhelming, and so discouraging because we all fall into ruts or worse. In this series of videos, you've heard about some of the toughest issues many of us face, from thinking we might want to divorce, to dealing with verbal abuse or simply not talking about important stuff at all, to sexuality as we age, to recovering from betrayal of trust through a sexual affair, a romantic affair, through lying or other issues, and through that general just not being very happy in our relationship, not looking to actively leave it or get a divorce, but just feeling so unfulfilled. Here's the good news. Don't give up. Real change is possible. Don't take my word for it. Click below if you'd like to watch the video testimonials and read testimonials from couples who've taken the Become Passion program in the past. I've referred to a number of these couples in these videos. Those are their real names. They're on video telling their real story because they want to help couples just like them who came into the Become Passion program, which, by the way, we start together in just a couple days. Those of you who've already joined, I am so looking forward to reading your questionnaires where you tell me what's working, what's not working, give me your relationship history. I'm so, so looking forward to hearing your feedback on the first week or two of recorded lessons you're going to get, and better yet, seeing you in a couple of weeks on our first live call together, where you'll be able to get my specific help and answer your questions on your relationship. If you have not yet joined and you're thinking you might be curious about that, click below. It'll take you to the offer page where there's a lot of information to describe the complexity of this program. But basically, there are 8 weeks of lessons you get released spread over the 12 weeks. And there are several live calls with me where I answer your questions. You send them in confidentially. And there are other bonuses with other experts. It's an extraordinary program, I feel, and that's the feedback I get. Again, if you want to hear from other couples, click below and watch their testimonials as well. But why do I say don't give up? Is it because I'm some silly Pollyanna? You could probably tell I'm not. I have a fair bit of gravitas. It's because I've had the privilege for almost 30 years to work with couples, first in couples therapy, and then moving into the more education and coaching and into the program I developed based on 20 years experience. The Become Passion 12-week program is an online program, and it's the one that doors are going to close in 48 hours. So check it out if you'd like to join us. Don't give up, because whether it's with me or not, that's fine. Whether it's with the program or not, you and your gut have a sense already where I feel like I'm your flavor. Still keep learning and growing, because there are benchmark teachable skills, and I teach them pretty skillfully based on the feedback. I build you up from the beginning of making your love life a hobby, deciding it's going to be a priority. And yes, my friends, that's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take energy. Great change in anything doesn't happen overnight, not in anything else you've ever improved in. But when you've got the skills and the techniques, the guide to ask specific questions for and get course corrections from me on your unique relationship, what can happen when we learn how to communicate properly and well? When we learn how to mitigate and manage our fights when they explode or they creep up on us, how to pull away from it, how to apologize, how to come back into love and communion, how to talk about the tough stuff, so much more, how to really help each other reach our hopes and dreams, how to just feel more fun. The research on the predictability of long-term happiness through our life and as we get older, our health as we get older, Our sense of life purpose and life satisfaction as we get older, believe it or not, everybody, the number one predictor of health, happiness, longevity, and more is the quality of our romantic relationship with our companion, with our chosen person, with the person we're attempting to do this crazy thing with, which is to walk through life together. Who came up with this idea? Let's meet in our teens or 20s or me and my sweetheart, second marriage in our 40s, and let's stick around together for 40 or 60 more years and expect it will all go well. We know relationship is challenging, but to me, that's not discouraging. It's encouraging. It's like saying learning to do a triathlon is challenging. Heck yes, it is. Can you do it? You know what? If you're a paraplegic like my friend who ended up at the Olympics as a wheelchair athlete after an injury in his 20s, yes, you can do it. If you're 69, 89 years old, could you do a triathlon? Yes, you could. Maybe a mini triathlon, maybe a bit more slowly than some of your peers. We only defeat ourselves when we decide we're going to give up. I can't do that. It's too hard. It is hard. I'm not going to lie to you. The program I'll be taking a bunch of you through, starting in a few days, the Become Passion 12-week immersion online program for you couples who really want to move from where you are to where you want to be, it's challenging at times. You're going to come up against the tough stuff. It's the real work. We're not just going to say, do this, you'll be fine. We're going to have you look at what's working, look at what's not, and help you move through it. So don't give up. Real love is possible. Falling back in love with the one you're already with is possible. Regaining a sensual life from having no sensual life at all is possible. Learning how to communicate better, maybe not perfect. I still F up, honestly. I still can have a temper, become flooded, and even become nasty and unkind and worse to my sweetheart. But I am very good at stopping it when it's happening. I'm very good at pulling back, regaining my equilibrium, and apologizing sincerely and well, and postponing that particular conversation till I'm calmer. I practice what I preach. You'll get to hear some of the things I do well and some of the things I've messed up on as a way for all of us in this 12-week journey together to really become passion in our own way, in our unique relationship with our chosen person. So there you go. It's been such a joy this last 6 weeks so far. We got a couple more days to go to bring you this special content, to meet so many of you live on the Passion Masterclasses and in the Zoom reboot, and to get to jump off in just a few days into an incredible 3-month adventure together. If you've enjoyed these videos, thank you so much for your attention. If you're curious about the course, please click below and read all about it. You can send me questions if you're not quite sure and you're on the fence, and I will absolutely answer them, and we'll see whether it's a fit for you and your sweetheart. And if you're just plain curious and you love to be inspired by other incredible couples just like you, check out some of those testimonials. You'll be moved sometimes to tears at the courage and the grace of couples who were really in trouble, some of them. Some of them were just in Marriage Incorporated and unhappy and bored. Some were on the edge of divorce and more, who decided to make passion a priority, who decided fine wasn't enough, who decided trust can be given again when someone's acting trustworthy, and oh, so much more. For now, keep making love a priority. Keep making your love life a hobby. And thank you so much for being part of the Marriage 911 series of videos and teachings. I hope to see you soon. Just a couple days. I hope to be meeting you more or less in virtual anyway, personally.